Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, June the 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were July corn down a quarter of a cent at 679, July wheat up 7.5 cents at 687.5, and July beans up 7.5 cents at 1567. We broke the corn a good dime overnight. We were a dime higher fairly late in the session, then broke it a quick dime. Wheat broke about a nickel off the highs. The beans broke about 13 off the highs. I'm guessing somebody's put in more rain. Now, it looked like the Dakotas, particularly eastern North Dakota, was getting some pretty decent rain, some good storms. There's talk about more storms coming in and more rain, maybe a little bit less for South Dakota than North Dakota, but it looks like even the Canadian Plains are going to get some moisture here, all this by Friday. So that may have put a bit of a damper on the market here today. Obviously, the crop ratings last night were on beans were low at 67 against 72 a year ago. Corn down 4 percentage points at 72, good to excellent. But the I states are all in pretty good shape there. Winter wheat was actually raised 2%, but spring wheat was down 5 percentage points to 38, good to excellent. Idaho, Washington, North Dakota, Montana, all in tough shape out there. So we'll see if they do get the rains by Friday. We have the supply and demand report on Thursday. They're looking for corn to be down about 100 million from last month's report. Remember, last month was a bit of a surprise. It was a lot more than what people were looking for. Beans are actually expected to be up 2 million at 142. Wheat up a million at 775. Wheat production up about 16 million. World carryouts down 4.5 million in corn, virtually identical in soybeans and wheat. So the big key will be there, I think, is how much lower the corn number is going to get. But considering the prices we're at out here, I'm just not sure we're going to be able to sustain it. And if we do get some good rains, you know, this thing's got an awful way to go to the downside. If there's any problems with China, we've got more downside out here. But obviously, if we continue with heat and dry weather and we don't get any rains, this market's going to be in certain trouble. So it's a function of weather. It's a function of Chinese demand. We didn't see, once again, no sales out there today. Certainly seems like the Chinese have backed off dramatically, turning to other countries for their needs. That's certainly not helpful for U.S. grains. So, you know, until we take out and close over the May highs and the May contract, I'm a little bit bearish out here. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.